This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. So could you please play that?
Oh, no.
Wow.
No, you can play it. You're allowed to play it.
Wendy, just...
Oh, no.
Sounds like maybe something might be wrong on the end of the
Yeah, I think so. I think I mean, that's the first time we've heard Wendy's voice.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's groundbreaking stuff.
What we've found as of late is that we've been trying to make room in the house.
Yeah.
We've been trying to make lots of room in the house we're trying to evolve ourselves.
That's right. Well, it's coming to the end of the lease. It's that time where you've got to really make a decision on what you need, what you don't need.
The essentials.
That's right. Because, you know, when you're moving, you don't want to have to deal with all this hubbub, you know, all the big stuff that you have to lug around place to place.
The less you've got to pack and then unpack.
That's right.
The smoother the transition of the move is going to be for us.
That's right. And I mean, and the easiest way to do that, I guess,
is when you've got, you know, you've made the decision of things that aren't making the cut, things that aren't coming along on the move.
Yep.
You know, you organise a hard rubbish, you know?
That's right.
You put everything up out in the lawn.
That's a stereotypical hard rubbish. And I mean, you know, back in the day, it used to be, hey, everybody in the street gets to, you know, have 1 week where they put it all out on the lawn, the hard rubbish, and it's a free-for-all, really.
Yeah, you get to go for your walk down the street. And it's essentially window shopping.
That's right.
On not manned garage sales.
Exactly. That's right. It's like almost the trash and treasure.
Yes.
You know, maybe the lowest form of the trash and treasure. You know, it's just a free for all to walk around and go, hey, whoa,
unregulated.
What's going on? Unregulated. That's the best word to use. But now, I mean, it's a call it in job now.
You got to organize it yourself.
You got to book
fine,
it in,
which is fine. So as part of the process, we made an executive decision.
Yeah.
To put one of our printers, one of them, like we've got a plethora of printers for everybody.
There's a lot of printers down at the Laugh Out Proud House.
In the office, call it.
That's it.
And one of them we've put out on the lawn. We no longer need this printer.
That's right. I mean, it's one of those old inkject ones, you know. I mean, you got to keep up with the times.
Look, not the best performing.
No.
The performing printer.
No, it couldn't print out the scripts fast enough.
No,
it couldn't do it.
Especially the way we produce them.
That's right.
And we've put it out on the lawn, and you know, before you know it, you've got. I don't want to call them customers. Customers gives it too much.
Yeah, yeah. You're making it as if we set up a garage sale.
Yeah.
A yard sale.
What we had some potential grabbers.
Yes.
Pickers.
Yes.
I guess you'd call them.
And I mean, you know, I think people are, you know, pretty, I guess, liberal with how they, I guess, just go pull up and take the items that
Look,
they
to
want.
To be fair, it's hard waste or hard rubbish.
That's right.
It's up for grabs at
That's
that
right.
Point.
You know, I mean, it's a free-for-all, really, but, you know, the council's... They frown upon that stuff.
Oof,
we're not condoning anything.
We're just discussing what's happened.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. But
before we knew it,
we
saw that someone had picked up the printer. We didn't see who it was.
Yeah.
But out of everything on our hard rubbish lawn,
That was gone. I mean, you know, you take the chance really when you're you know, picking up some hard rubbish. Does it work? Does it not work?
Well, we were under the impression that it didn't work.
Yeah, that's right, because it couldn't print out scripts fast enough, so means it doesn't work.
So the next day rolls around after we see the printer has gone, but it hasn't gone that far, had it?
No. To our chagrin, it turned up, where? Of all places, right next door.
Next day, next door.
And, I mean, the boldness of that statement...
is not only did we know it was next door, it was a part of next door's hard rubbish now.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they went through the effort of making a real statement and booking their own hard rubbish the next day so then they could say, hey, that's a broken piece of machinery right there.
But I'm glad that we weren't, you know, just being... I guess, taking the printer for granted, you know? Like, oh, we don't need this. We've got plenty, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Knowing that we made the right decision and it was broken.
It was. I mean, to our knowledge. Our knowledge.
But, you know, as the way of the law of hard rubbish in streets nowadays, nothing stays forever.
Yeah. Everything is fleeting.
Yes.
And, I mean, it clearly disappeared again.
Hot property, this
printer. It must have. I mean, you know, we thought that it just they'd taken it. That's a business transaction done.
Someone's got it, and it's found a new home.
That's right.
It's happy.
But what happened when we were driving down the street?
On our own street,
yes.
Further down,
yeah.
We see our printer again at the front of another household's.
Wow.
Hard rubbish
on
the lawn.
Wow!
So it's been bunny hopping.
It has.
Our printer's gone up. Like I haven't seen anyone take it. So
no.
We aren't.
It's still there.
We aren't. Well, we're unsure if the printer's been moved by someone found a way to move on its own.
That's right. I mean, yeah, it's almost as if, you know, people have been, you know, I guess handballing it around.
It's a bit of a hard rubbish handball.
Hard rubbish handball.
And it feels good to start the pass the parcel at the party though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It does. But. I guess it's, I mean, if you have any little hard rubbish tales, hard rubbish tips even. I mean, you know, hey, we're not condoning anything here, but what's your method, you know?
Do you have a strategy?
That's right.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.